Transportation Commissioner John McKinnon cautioned reporters Friday that the ferry shutdown, now in its 10th day, won't be reversed overnight.
I hope everyone understands that we can't just flip a switch and get the ships running. They've got a schedule that they've got to get into, going the direction they need to go in order to get back in sync with everything.
In a statement, the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific called the deal a fair resolution to the long-running impasse that turned into a system-wide shutdown last Wednesday. The draft contract now goes before the 430-odd members for ratification. Department of Administration Commissioner Kelly Chewbacca says no details will be released before that happens.
But the areas that were subject for the greatest area of compromise were in terms of wages, health care, and the duration of the contract.
The tentative contract is for 3 years, something the union had been pushing for. Earlier Friday, IBU members packed up their round-the-clock picket lines at ferry terminals in Juneau and Ketchikan. McKinnon says the ferry strike forced the state to refund $3.2 million in fares for 8,300 passengers and 2,300 vehicles.
That is a big revenue hit to the system, and that loss of revenue will impact our ability to operate.
Negotiations through a federal mediator were held all week and often late into the night. State Senator Jesse Keel, a Democrat from Juneau, says he and his staff did what they could to keep everyone at the table.
We booked meeting rooms in legislative space so it was neutral ground, and we made coffee and emptied waste baskets and whatever we could do without breaking the rules to first get the parties talking and then keep them talking.
Keel says the strike heavily disrupted the flow of people, freight, and goods.
I am really, really excited at the prospect of getting that service moving again. Those vessels need to sail for the economy and the culture of coastal Alaska.
The IBU has been seeking 3% raises annually for the next 3 years. That's after 2 years of wage freezes. The cost of health care premiums and a disparity in pay between Alaska residents and non-residents have also been sticking points. State officials had alleged some of the union's initial demands were unlawful and had threatened that striking workers could face suspension or termination, calling the strike illegal. The Alaska Marine Highway System hasn't been shut down by a strike since 1977. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.